Next patient was Taylor Jane. That is T-A-Y-L-O-R. Taylor. Jane is J-A-Y-N-E. The date of constitution is 4/8/22, and date of birth is 10/2/1947. Jane Taylor, J-A-Y-N-E, N as in Nancy. Jane Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Please make a copy for Dr. Robert Switarski. That is S-W-I-E-T-A-R-S-K-I, Switarski, Robert Switarski, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is chest pain and history of lung nodule. I'm sorry, lung nodules. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who initially was seen at the emergency room in Halifax for a left chest and arm pain and is suspected to have a cardiac etiology for the pain. And she also underwent a CTA of the chest as well as a cardiac catheterization and a 2D echocardiogram. The patient's CT chest that was done on the patient had a PET CT that was done on 3/4/22 showed a 1.3 centimeter nodule in the right lower lobe adjacent to the diaphragm with a maximum SUV of 1.6 and no abnormal uptake in the mediastinum. There was also a 4 millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe and a tiny 3 to 4 millimeter nodules in the left lower lobe. I'm sorry, two tiny 3 to 4 millimeter nodules in the left lower lobe without any uptake. The patient was advised further follow-up on these. The patient states the cardiac catheterization revealed only mild coronary artery disease, which required no further intervention. But she's on medical management. The patient has a history for cough and some wheezing, but denies fevers, night sweats, chills, or weight loss. And no hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of tonsillectomy in 1957, history of fractured leg in 1950, history for eyelid repair of the upper and lower eyelids in 04 and facial surgery. She also had a cardiac catheterization and she has a history of hypertension. Next paragraph. bad list included ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, PRN, valsartan, 40 milligrams, BID, sumatriptan, 80 milligrams, PRN, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Habits patient denies smoking. And no significant alcohol use. She was exposed to secondhand smoke while she worked as a waitress for more than 15 years. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had history of lung cancer. Father died of unknown causes, but had arrhythmias. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No, she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. No hay fever or asthma, but has some coughing spells and some shortness of breath with exertion. She has no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. She has chest pains, arm pains, palpitations, and denies anxiety or depression, but has easy bruising, and she has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No seizures, but has headaches and numbness to the extremities, no memory loss. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There is no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 64, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 126, saturation 97. HENT abnormal, cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Neck supple number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant breath sounds. There are no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the heart is regular as one an S2 no murmur. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, screen and nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2, history of chronic cough. Chronic cough and reactive airways. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is chest pain. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 2 months to evaluate the lung nodules. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And she was already advised by the radiologist at Halifax Hospital that doing a biopsy of the 1.4 centimeter nodule is very challenging, and since the uptake on PET scan was not very significant. She was advised to get a follow-up CT scan to evaluate this lung nodule. And if there is any change in size, further intervention could be performed, including an open biopsy or a wedge resection. We will review the pulmonary function studies and make a decision. Also advised her to use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Follow-up visit was arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy this for Robert Switarski. Oh, can you please also add in the final sentence in the plan, the patient was advised to get a second opinion from an oncologist in Palm Coast with regards to the lung nodule. I'll make an addendum after her follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Robert Switarski, MD.